President Obama is spending the holidays in Hawaii with family, including first dogs Sunny and Bo. We're guessing it was a relief to get out of town with man's best friends. From the botched rollout of healthcare.gov to the NSA revelations, 2013 has been a tough year for the president. He responded to questions about all of this during his final White House press conference on December 20th.
I took this job to deliver for the American people, and I knew and will continue to know that there are going to be ups and downs on it. You're right. The healthcare website problems were a source of great frustration. I think in the last press conference I adequately discussed my frustrations on those. On the other hand, since that time, I now have a couple million people, maybe more, who are going to have health care on January 1st. And that is a big deal.
Jillian Zelitzer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. He often joins us to put things in historical perspective. He joins us from NPR in New York. And Jillian, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And the president is probably wishing for one as well, because I think that answer was in response to the question, is this your worst year ever? Some are saying 2013 was. What do you think for the president?
Yeah, it's a competition between 2011, following the midterms, when the Republicans really changed the agenda in Washington toward deficit reduction and put him on the defensive, and this year, when it's a combination of the Republican opposition, but also, as with health care, mistakes that he made, which I think have caused a lot of concern with supporters within the White House itself. So I don't know which year was worse, but certainly both were not good.
But how does it stack up? Because you always remind us that second-term presidents often run into trouble. Take us through that again.
Absolutely. You can look at most second-term presidencies, and after the elation of re-election, presidents run into a lot of trouble in Congress. FDR, after 1936, when he wins a landslide and Democrats control Capitol Hill, takes a series of steps, like trying to expand the Supreme Court, that cause a backlash of conservatives in Washington. Other presidents, President Clinton, President Reagan, have had to contend with scandals in their second term that consume tons of attention as well. So second terms are often incredibly rough, and it's hard to get a lot of big legislation through Capitol Hill.
Yeah, but you have some recommendations for 2014. People are making their resolutions, so perhaps you're hoping he will adopt some of these five that we'll post at hereandnow.org. You've written an essay. The first is treat your Democrats well.
Yeah, this has been a problem with the president this year and in many of the years that he's been in the White House. There's been a lot of tension with congressional Democrats who feel that the White House doesn't always protect them, doesn't always give them the kind of credit they need to get through these tough times. Many Democrats, including Harry Reid, were angry and upset with the president that after the health care site was finally fixed, the president didn't really give them much credit for what had happened. And I think he needs to shore up his support within the House and Senate among those Democrats so they'll help him in the fights that are ahead.
Well, this isn't, I mean, he's had a few issues like this where he's had Democrats who've said, I can't go for this because it'll be tough for my constituents.
Absolutely. And presidents do this. They often put their own party in political danger. Lyndon Johnson in 1966 forced or persuaded a lot of Democrats to push for a Fair Housing Act, which they knew would be hugely controversial in the midterm elections of 66 and cause a racial backlash, which is exactly what happened. So sometimes Obama will have to do this to do the right thing, but he also has to work with them to put them in the best political position possible to deal with the fallout.
Okay. That's your first resolution. Work more closely with your own party, but also sweat the small stuff. You say there's considerable evidence that President Obama seems uninterested in detail.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think that's been part of the story with health care. It's a complex problem. He's dealt with Republicans trying to sabotage it. But there's evidence in the last year that he was not ready for the rollout, that he didn't pay attention to all the details of the website, that he didn't pay attention to make sure this would work.
But you don't
obviously.
I was going to say, you don't want a Jimmy Carter who was faulted for, you know, spending too much time on the minutia.
Absolutely. It's about balance. A president needs to think about the big picture, but when you're dealing with a program like health care and implementing it, the detail does matter, and you don't get the big victory without looking at the detail. So he needs a little more of the balance.
Yeah, maybe this is tied into that. Another piece of advice, control the conversation. Others have said this. President Obama seems happier to sit back and allow the truth to find its way to the surface, which it has on many of the issues that he's taken on. But you say what?
Well, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. We live in a news environment where it's very hard to control information and to separate fact from fiction. And I think in the last year, the president has been sitting back a little too much, and Republicans, for all their problems, have been very good at focusing attention on the issues they want, like the deficit, or portraying programs in the way they want, like calling health care this huge government takeover. And I think the president needs to be more aggressive in his final few years at trying to shape what the country is talking about and how they talk about it. I don't think we're in an age when you can sit back and just assume that the facts will lead you to victory.
We're thinking of going to one of the conventions and talking to one of the president's main advisors about things. I think it was death panel and all this false information that was getting out. And they seemed to really be unaware of what was happening.
And many Democrats on Capitol Hill have privately complained about this as well. They've warned that you can't do that and that it creates just too much political difficulty. I don't know why the White House takes this approach, but I do think it's something they need to work on.
Okay. Another gentle piece of advice. Focus, 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 focus.
Yeah, I think in addition to being a little defensive, this year, the president moves from one issue to the other, doesn't often have an agenda. I think we've seen this a little with foreign policy and the Middle East, where events seem to take shape without the president, sometimes through the Secretary of State. I think the president needs to pick one or two big issues that he really wants to contend with this year and just drive them home. It's the same thing as shaping and controlling the conversation. I think he needs to focus and then be more aggressive at getting those issues out there.
And what do you think they are?
Well, I think immigration is still the big issue of the day. I think there is real potential for that to work. And I think he has to start the year talking about this issue of civil liberties, this issue of civil rights, and doing everything he can to make sure that that works. And I think economic inequality, which he made a very powerful speech on, is something that he shouldn't just drop. I think it's a theme that he should use through the midterm elections to define what his administration is going to work on and what the Democratic Party is about.
Julian, just a couple seconds. Do you think it's too late for him to do what else you're saying, re-energize the grassroots? Mostly young people. Polls show they've turned away from him. He's lost some of that luster.
I think he can do it. The next few years are sandwiched between midterm elections and another presidential election. And in that time, as people start to think about who they'll vote for, that's a moment the president can re-energize some of those supporters who have been a little depressed.
Julian Zelitzer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School, with his list, and I'm sure the president will turn right to it, advice for 2014. Julian, thanks, and Happy New Year's again.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You're listening to Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from Lookout, for protecting people and businesses from mobile threats like malware, spyware, and device loss. Available for download on Android and iPhone. And Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain. At Lumosity.com.